Hey everyone, ever feel like you're herding cats when you try to organize a project or community?
Oh, tell me about
I know, right?
Well,
that's kind of why I'm pumped for our deep dive today.
Oh, yeah. What are we looking at?
It's called HumHub. Think of it like a customizable online space.
Okay.
You know, where you can bring people together, share ideas, and actually get stuff done.
Sounds promising.
Right. We've got two main sources, straight from the GitHub page.
Okay.
And also their marketing website.
So straight from the source and the marketing spin.
Exactly. So buckle up, is HumHub like the ultimate community building tool or just another tech thing that'll be gone in a year? Let's find out.
Well, it certainly says it's versatile.
Right.
The HumHub people, they're aiming to be the platform.
For like everything.
Yeah, for everything from social networking to knowledge bases.
Oh, wow.
Even company intranets.
Intranets. Okay, for anyone who hasn't run into that word.
Good point.
Picture a private website just inside your organization. And get this, HumHub is built on PHP.
Ah, PHP.
You know, the stuff websites are made of.
Yeah, right.
Can you give us the quick, like, ELI 5 on why that matters?
Sure. So PHP, it's a pretty popular language for building these web applications. So if HumHub is using PHP, that kind of hints that it's probably good at talking to other web tools.
Ooh. Like integrating?
Exactly. Integrations, sharing information smoothly.
Okay, so integration potential. That's a plus.
Definitely.
Now, the source material, it mentions these four main parts. Users, spaces, content, and modules.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Feels like we're building our own little online world piece by piece.
I like that analogy. And, you know, before we dive into the technical stuff, let's actually imagine what HumHub could be like for you, dear listener.
Ooh, good idea.
Imagine having this customized profile, connecting with colleagues.
Or like people who are into the same stuff as you.
Exactly. Okay. And having a space to share updates.
Resources, just chat.
Right. No more scattered emails, missed messages. Everything's tidy, all in one place.
Okay. That sounds way less chaotic than my current project management. I'll give you that.
I bet.
But I can already hear some folks thinking, wait, is this another social media platform?
It's a fair question.
Right. And that's where HumHub gets interesting.
Yeah, how so?
It's not about just scrolling endlessly. It's about making focused communities.
That's a good distinction.
Right.
And the flexibility is huge. We're not just talking businesses here.
Okay.
Schools could use this for class projects.
Oh, interesting.
Hobby groups to organize meetups, nonprofits to coordinate volunteers. The list goes on.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of possibilities.
And get this. Over 4,500 organizations worldwide are already using it.
Seriously?
Yeah. So clearly, HumHub is hitting a nerve.
That's a lot of folks building digital communities.
It is.
Okay, let's break down these four building blocks, starting with users.
Okay.
From what I'm seeing, everyone in the network gets their own profile.
Makes sense.
They can connect with others, share content.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a total free-for-all, right?
No, definitely not. There's a lot of control there.
Oh, good.
The person setting up the HumHub network, the admin,
right,
they can customize those user profiles, decide who has permission to do what.
Oh,
they can really tailor it to their needs.
So it's not like a generic one-size-fits-all kind of thing?
No, not at all.
So if I'm like super privacy-focused, I could lock down my profile, or if it's a more open community, I could share more.
Exactly. You've got options.
I like the options. All right, next up, spaces.
Okay.
This is where my brain starts buzzing with organizational possibilities.
I hear that.
So what's the deal with these spaces?
Okay, think of spaces like rooms in your HumHub world.
Okay.
You could have a space for a specific project, one for each department in your company,
right,
one for your book club, you name it.
Oh, I get it.
It's about creating areas for different things, different discussions.
Okay, that's clicking for me. Instead of a million group chats, each with random files.
Yeah, it's a mess.
You can make a space for each project or team.
Exactly.
If I'm working on, say, a website redesign, everyone's got the same files, updates, conversations.
All in one spot.
That could be huge for keeping things on track.
I think so.
But hold on. Wouldn't all these separate spaces just create more silos?
That's a good point.
Right. How do we make sure people don't get lost in their own little corner?
Right. So that's where thinking about how you set things up really matters.
Uh-huh.
So while spaces are designed to focus in, HumHub also has these tools to talk across spaces.
Oh.
You can share announcements across the whole network, tag people from different spaces.
Interesting.
You can even link content between spaces.
Oh, cool.
It's about balancing focused work and the whole community feel.
Got it. So not total isolation. It's organized collaboration.
Right.
I like that. But we haven't even talked about content.
Oh, yeah. That's the fun part.
This is where it gets exciting.
Absolutely.
So one of HumHub's strengths is all the types of content it can handle. You're not just stuck with text posts.
No.
You can do wiki pages, share photos, videos, manage tasks, schedule appointments.
Hmm.
It's like a central hub for everything.
That's the idea.
Wow, a one-stop shop. Sign me up.
Yeah.
And I noticed this multi-level commenting thing.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Conversations within conversations.
Yes, great.
Sounds perfect for brainstorming.
Or getting feedback on stuff.
Totally.
Yeah, and especially as your community grows, those threaded discussions, they keep things organized.
Right, right.
Especially when projects get complicated.
Okay, I'm officially impressed.
Good.
But we still got one more building block. Modules.
Ah, yes.
This is what makes HumHub really different.
For sure.
Get this. There are over 80 modules you can add on.
Wow.
To like make the platform do even more.
It's like having an app store, but just for your HumHub.
And these aren't just like fluffy extras, right?
No way. These modules can seriously level up what your community can do.
Okay, you got to give me some examples.
Okay.
What are the must-haves, even for a non-techie like me?
All right, all right. Let's see. I saw LDAP, RESTful APIs.
Honestly, some of these names sound like gibberish.
I know, right?
Can you break it down for us normal folks?
Okay, no problem. Let's start with the RESTful API module.
Okay.
In simple terms, it lets HumHub talk to other apps smoothly.
Oh.
Like you could link it to your project management tool.
Interesting.
So updates get shared automatically between them.
Oh, that's slick. So no more copying and pasting between different things.
Exactly. Saves you time and headaches.
100%. What about that LDAP thing?
Oh, that one's super useful for big organizations or if you already have a user directory.
Mm-hmm.
LDAP connects HumHub to that directory.
Yeah.
So it's easy to manage users' permissions.
So basically it makes adding and managing people in your HumHub community easier.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got smooth integration with other apps and easier user management.
Streamlined all the way.
I'm seeing a pattern. HumHub's all about efficiency and being customizable.
For sure.
Wait, there's more, right?
Oh, yeah. We've barely scratched the surface of these modules.
Oh, wow.
There are modules for everything. Collaborative document editing, event planning, even gamification.
Hold on. Collaborative document editing. You're kidding.
Nope, it's there.
So no more emailing files back and forth.
Right.
Just work together in real time, all within HumHub.
Exactly. One of the coolest is the only Office integration.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It basically turns HumHub into this powerhouse for working on documents together.
Seriously.
You co-edit in real time, see changes as they happen, leave comments.
Wow.
All inside your HumHub space.
That's amazing. You don't find that in most other platforms, do you?
Not really, and it's a game changer for teams who work on a lot of documents.
Okay, that's blowing my mind. Imagine working on a project proposal all together.
Everyone chiming in.
No more version control nightmares, just pure collaborative magic.
It's pretty awesome.
This only Office integration, it's a must-have for any team that values efficiency, right?
No.
And that's just one example of what these modules can do. I'm starting to think this platform could be seriously special.
It's definitely got potential.
Okay, I'm hooked.
I'm hooked.
But modules aren't the only cool thing.
What else?
There's also notifications, email summaries.
To keep you in the loop.
Yeah, full text search to find anything, even responsive design so you can use it on your phone.
Oh, nice. So it's mobile friendly.
Exactly.
And don't forget the GDPR compliance.
Oh, right.
You know your data's handled properly, which is a big deal these days.
Absolutely. Okay, before we wrap up this first part of our deep dive, we have to talk about the HumHub community.
Yes.
Both sources were really emphasizing how big and active it is.
It's pretty impressive.
It's actually exciting, you know?
I know. It's one of the great things about open source software. It creates this sense of community, like we all own it together.
Uh-huh.
Continuous development, diverse perspectives, translations into over 30 languages. It's all powered by the HumHub community's passion.
That's awesome. Speaking of open source.
Yeah.
You mentioned the code's publicly available.
Right.
Can you quickly touch on what that means, like in the big picture?
Sure. Open source, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
How so?
On one hand, you get transparency, flexibility, potential for the community to make it better.
Right.
But it also brings up concerns about security and needing technical know-how to really use it.
That's a good point.
So it's not all perfect.
Not all sunshine and roses.
Exactly. You got to understand your needs and what resources you have.
Well said. All right. Welcome back, Deep Divers. So we've dug into HumHub's features.
We have.
And I gotta say, I'm already scheming about how I could use it.
Oh, yeah. For what?
Like, for all my projects.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get totally carried away,
right.
No software is perfect, right? There's got to be some downsides to this whole HumHub thing.
You got it's good to be a little skeptical with any new tech.
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
What are some, like, potential pitfalls, things that could go wrong with HumHub?
Okay, well, even though they're aiming for user-friendly,
yeah.
Setting it up, it might still be a bit much for some people.
Especially non-techies.
Exactly. And even once it's running, there's keeping it secure, updating it.
Oh, right. Maintenance?
That could be a lot for smaller groups, or if you don't have much IT help.
Yeah, I see that. It's not just plug it in and you're done.
Nope.
You need someone who knows what's up.
For sure. And even then, what about getting people to actually use the thing?
Oh, good point. Convincing people to switch to a new platform. That can be tough.
It can be like pulling teeth.
Especially if they're already comfy with what they've got.
Exactly. People resist change, even if the new system's better.
So true. So what's the key?
It's all about communication, showing them why HumHub's worth it, making the switch easy.
Okay. Communication and a little hand-holding.
Yeah, pretty much.
But haven't we all been through those, like, forced migration projects? Where everyone just grumbles and goes back to the old way.
It happens all the time.
How does HumHub avoid becoming that, you know, another dusty platform nobody uses?
This is where that HumHub community is really valuable.
Okay, how so?
They've got tons of documentation, tutorials, forums, all to help people use it.
Oh, so there's support.
Big time. And because it's open source, there are so many people out there who want to help.
So, like a built-in support system. That's reassuring.
Definitely.
But enough hypotheticals. Let's see HumHub in the real world.
Okay.
How are people actually using this thing?
There are some really cool examples.
Like what?
I saw some schools using it for online learning communities.
Oh, wow.
Students can connect, share stuff, work on projects together.
It's like a digital classroom.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Yeah. It's not just replacing being there in person.
Right.
It's like adding to the learning, making education more accessible.
Absolutely. And it's not just for students either.
Oh, right. What else?
Businesses are using it for internal communication, projects, even as a social intranet.
A social intranet. What's that like?
Imagine finding colleagues with specific skills super easily.
Oh,
collaborating on documents in real time, staying updated on company news, all in one place.
That sounds way better than those clunky intranets I've used.
I bet.
It's like they were more like digital filing cabinets than anything else.
It's true. A lot of them are.
But HumHub's not just for schools and businesses, right?
Nope.
There's got to be some more, like, niche communities using it in cool ways.
You bet. I found this research group.
Oh, cool.
They're using HumHub to collaborate across the globe.
Seriously.
Sharing their research, coordinating experiments, connecting with other researchers.
No matter where they are.
Exactly. Breaking down those geographical barriers, building a global community.
That is so cool. That's the kind of impact I love to see.
Me too.
It's like HumHub is the glue holding all these different communities together.
I like that, the glue.
But isn't it kind of ironic? A platform for online connection, strengthening real-world stuff, too.
It is. It shows that tech, when we use it right, it can help us connect better, not replace it.
Right.
HumHub gives you the tools, the structure.
Yeah.
But it's the people who bring the passion, the ideas, the wanting to connect that makes it special.
I'm getting all warm and fuzzy inside now.
Okay.
This is more than just, like, a software deep dive.
I agree.
It's about community and how tech can make that even stronger.
Exactly. It's about giving people the power to build the communities they want.
Yes.
Whether it's shared interests, professional goals, or just learning and growing together.
Okay, so we've seen HumHub for education.
Yeah.
For business, even for global research.
It's versatile.
I bet our listeners are already thinking, how can I use HumHub?
I hope so.
Maybe it's finally organizing that book club.
Yeah.
Starting a community garden.
Oh, nice.
Connecting with other, like, vintage video game fans. Who knows?
The possibilities are endless.
And that's what makes this deep dive so cool.
It really is.
It's not just learning about software. It's about sparking your imagination.
Inspiring you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To build something meaningful.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Well said. All right, everyone. That's a wrap for part two of our HumHub adventure.
Part two down.
We talked about the potential downsides.
The good and the bad.
Look at some awesome real-world examples.
Hopefully got those creative juices flowing.
Now stay tuned for our final part where we'll share our final thoughts.
Our conclusions.
And leave you with something to think about.
Don't miss it.
Don't go anywhere. All right. Welcome back, everyone. After all that, exploring HumHub's features, seeing it in action,
yeah,
I'm feeling pretty good about the future of online communities, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're moving past just like passively reading stuff online and actually building real connections.
I think HumHub's right on the mark with that.
Right.
Giving people the tools to create, to work together, to engage in ways we couldn't before.
It's got me thinking bigger picture, you know?
Oh, how so?
How tech is changing, how we work, how we learn, how we connect.
Makes sense.
We're seeing all this remote work and people wanting more personalized digital stuff.
Yeah, it's a trend.
And HumHub seems like it fits right in.
It really does. And don't forget the whole open source thing.
Right.
HumHub's code being out there, public, it means it can change and adapt so much faster.
Than if it was closed off, you mean?
Exactly. Imagine anyone being able to contribute to HumHub.
Wow.
Adding stuff, making it even better.
Okay, so I'm picturing communities just constantly coming up with new ideas for HumHub.
It's like a snowball of creativity.
Totally. But let's come back down to earth for a sec.
Okay.
What are your, like, realistic predictions? Where do you see HumHub going?
Well, from what we've seen, I think it's safe to say it's going to get more popular.
Yeah.
Especially for those organizations that are all about community and working together.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we see even more cool modules and integrations. Oh, definitely. Expanding what it can do even more.
Exactly.
So we could be looking at HumHub becoming the platform.
For all sorts of things.
Yeah. From small teams to global research.
And who knows what else people will come up with as the community grows.
But in the end, it all comes down to people actually using it, right?
That's the key. Technology is just a tool.
It's up to us to decide what we do with it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So, as we wrap up this whole deep dive, what's the one big thing you want listeners to take away?
I'd say the most important thing is this. HumHub, it's a change in how we think about online communities.
Mm.
It's not just about scrolling and liking. It's about giving people the power to build something.
Real relationships, working on projects that matter.
A sense of belonging, even in the digital world.
That's a great way to put it. It's about the human side of it all.
It is.
And on that note, it's time to leave our listeners with something to chew on.
A little food for thought.
What kind of community, what kind of project could you build with HumHub? Think about it.
What are you passionate about? What could you connect with others over?
Maybe it's that online book club you've been thinking about.
A neighborhood forum. A space for people who love the same hobby you do.
Take some time. Think about it.
Maybe you'll be inspired to actually start building something.
I hope so.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into HumHub. Keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep learning.